with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour, the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, throughout the public ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, one of the activities that he did was to cure those who are afflicted by different infirmities or disease. In the Gospel today, we are told that the man brings a boy to Jesus who was suffering from a possession of a demon. And of course, Jesus looks at him. First of all, they take this boy to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't do anything. And then Jesus makes this challenging line. He says, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you?" Then he asked the boy, and he cured him. What does that have to do with us? Jesus today challenges you and I, and he invites us to have a deeper faith in him. Many times we have different mountains in our lives. I can't say the mountain of financial difficulty. The mountain may be that is relational to one another, a mountain of unemployment, a mountain of sickness or somebody suffering in the family. And all those, they need a deeper faith for us to endure, but even to ask Jesus to do something. And so Jesus challenges his disciples and he says, "O faithless, O you of little faith, if at all you had the faith of a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, you would even move a mountain and ask it to go to another place, and it does." I believe that Saint Dominic got to understand this. When he was still young, he chose the way of Christ. He chose to follow Jesus in a profound way. And he gave his life totally and completely to Jesus through study of Scripture, but even more so through trust in the God who loved him. Saint Dominic preached the gospel and he followed the apostolic way. And so that's why, as a priest, he knew the truth and he invited other people to witness this truth through his gospel preaching. That's why he's the founder of the of the Society of Preachers, because he knew so well that through the gospel that people can come closer to Christ. So we pray through his intercession that we too in our lives, as Jesus challenges us today, and he challenges our faith, let us also follow the example of this great preacher, Saint Dominic, that each of us in our own life, in our own day, always witness this gospel, the gospel of Jesus, the one who invites us to have this deeper faith and trust in the God who loves us. Amen.